to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Two of my staff are coming in late to work today. Apparently, they're saying there's issues with traffic. For any of you who live in the Las Vegas area, can you please just, you know, move to the right side of the road so my staff can get to work? Okay? I can't handle my staff coming late. I love my staff. They're awesome. But we kind of have a busy clinic. This is like the busy time of year. And if you all are sitting there in traffic, I don't know what you're doing, roaming the highways. I mean, you guys should all be at work anyway. What the hell are you doing on the streets? Vegas usually doesn't get bad traffic. So just please, if anybody is listening right now in the Vegas area, just very, very slowly move towards the right, you know, as if an emergency vehicle was passing so that my staff, and I will text my staff saying everybody should be moving over to the side to allow you to pass. Now, if there's no traffic and they're lying, thank you all for tuning in. This is an interesting email. You guys got to listen to this one. Okay, Scott from Santa Barbara writes, Doctor, I messed up. I hooked up last night with a coworker. Not sure what I was doing, but it happened, and I left early this a.m. with huge regrets. How do I break it off? What do I say to her today? Now, mind you, it's 9 o'clock Pacific time, so my guess is he's already at work. So I didn't write him back because, you know, I only turned on my computer just a few minutes ago. So sorry, buddy, I couldn't help you on that one. I don't even know how I would be able to help you. You slept with a coworker. Okay, now you got to see her at work. Okay, first thing to do. Now, remember, I'm the girl, so I'm going to tell you what I would want, but I got to give you advice as one of the guys. So I don't even know what I would say. Okay, well, let's break this down here. Okay, all right, being the girl, if I had just slept with a coworker, okay, I would probably want at least a hello. Okay, what you need to do is you need some time to think. You need some time to figure this out. So my recommendation would be just to stall a few minutes. And my guess is he is stalling until Dr. Dahlia can give him advice. Now, how many of you think he already just totally screwed up? I mean, it's 9:07 now Pacific time, and he's out of Santa Barbara. If he had to be at work by 8, I know. Okay, so the first thing you do is say hello. Okay, that's always easy. Now, remember, she's going to be judging that hello. Okay, now, you could do a lot with the hello. Okay, if you want to break it off now and be as cruel as possible, you could just not say hello or look like you're running across the cubicles and trying to hide. You could probably do that and message, but come on, you got to be careful here because you don't know if she's going to get all fatal attraction on you type of thing. So, you know, just say hi, how's it going? You know, how's it hanging? Whatever. Okay, you know, just kind of keep it cool. Keep it cool. All right. You could also stall. This is a great stall technique until you could figure out what the hell to do. Okay. You know, ask your buddies, ask your brother, call your mama to figure this out. Okay. You could say, we should talk about last night. Okay. I would love to talk to you. Can you meet after work? Right. Or can you meet this weekend? Okay. Now, she won't know what that means. Are you guys going on a date? Are you guys talking? You're not leading her on, but you're buying yourself some very well-needed time. You don't have enough time to figure this out. I don't even have enough time to figure this out for you, okay? But don't worry. I'm going to have the Dr. Dahlia news team work on this for you, all right? I know, yeah, we have a whole Dr. Dahlia news team that is here to help you with these problems. So stall until we can figure out what to do. But, I mean, look, if you made a mistake, all right, you made a mistake and you need to own up to it. I mean, you did. You really screwed up. I told you not to sleep with a coworker. And you know you screwed up. I told you so. So let me just get that out there. I told you so because now you have all this awkwardness at work. And this is work for crying out loud. You are not supposed to blank where you blank. You're not supposed to do that kind of stuff. Come on, people. And then also, what was she thinking? Now, remember, it does take two to tango. Okay, now, my next question would be, I wish you could call in, why the hell do you want to drop it off? I mean, if you liked her enough to go to bed with her, then why the, you know, why are you, you know, dumping her now? Okay, that, you know, what was it? Maybe you really do like her. Maybe you do secretly like her. So another option you could do rather than blow her off is propose. And look, you slept with her. All right. I mean, you made her yours. Okay. You can't be just sleeping with people and then, you know, thinking they could, you know, they'll just leave. Okay. You know, if you committed some sort of intimate act and exchanged body fluids, all right, you got to now make good. But in all, seriousness, you messed up, especially if you don't want a relationship with her. So you guys have to talk it out. Okay. And be honest. Okay, and you gotta be honest with yourself. You may not know. You know, you could say, look, I am really attracted to you. I really like you. You know, but after we slept together, I realized that I could be really jeopardizing yours and my job. You know, should we date when we're not working together? Should we, you know, maybe hold off, figure this out, you know, or I, you know, slept with you and you didn't do the crisscross applesauce or the reverse cowgirl. Not my style. You could always play the I'm gay. That, I can't tell you how many guys, I would probably say 95% of my boyfriends would tell me, Dahlia, I'm gay. It's not you. It's just, you know, I really prefer men. The reason why I slept with you is because you are very masculine and, the hair turned me on. And, you know, and I never felt bad by that. And I go, well, can we still be friends? Oh, hell yeah. You know, and then, you know, we were still friends, whether they were gay or not, because, you know, my best friends are gay. So, you can always play that card. You can. It just, that's kind of tough because then the whole office, but I got to tell you, if you really don't want to break her heart, and you, no, I can't tell you to lie. Okay. Did I give you good advice? What was the advice I gave you? Stall, propose, tell her you're gay. And that's good. But, you know, you'd like to also know what she was thinking. You know, you could also have a conversation with her. For those that join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You could have a conversation with her going, you know, look, I kind of feel like, you know, you only wanted me for my body and you slept with me last night because you really weren't into me and I really didn't feel the connect. And I got to admit, I think you used me and I would really appreciate you not using me anymore. All right. Don't worry, I'll have the Dr. Dahlia news team work on that for you. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. A lot of stories to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. All right. Ryan had called in over the break saying, please tell the listener to just sleep with her again. Why not? No, that's not the advice we're giving. Okay. No. Don't be sleeping with somebody you don't want to sleep with. Very bad advice. Let's move on. We got a lot to talk about. MIT researchers have a vaccine for post-traumatic stress disorder. This is pretty cool. We're going to talk about this. We're also going to talk about how antacids could cause you to have vitamin B12 deficiency. We'll talk about what vitamin B12 deficiency is and why antacids could possibly cause that. But that's a good story. Then Mayor Michael Bloomberg is out at it again. He wants all children before kindergarten age to have mandatory flu shots. So in addition to the plethora of shots that these kids already get, he also wants them to get flu shots. Now, mind you, I'm a huge fan of the flu shot, but again, do we want government getting involved into our business? So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I could get involved in your business. I'm not government. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So many of you guys take antacids, right? Hey, you're popping them over the counter. I know I take them too. You know, I'll have like a, onion pizza with peppers and, I don't know, jalapenos and whatever, and then I'm just really hurting all night long. So, we'll run to the antacids. And some of us will take antacids even though we don't need them because of the calcium. How many of us have been told to take Tums for calcium supplementation, right? We're supposed to be taking about anywhere from 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day, but divide it up into a few doses per day because your body can only really absorb about 500 milligrams of the calcium. So we pop some Tums because they're calcium carbonate. And Kaiser Permanente now has released a study saying that these antacids could possibly lead to vitamin B12 deficiency. And we'll talk about B12 deficiency. That could cause dementia, nerve damage, anemia, etc. All right? Now, what about the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors? All right? Are these the medications versus the calcium carbonates? Right now, the study is saying that the proton pump inhibitors are actually the ones more at risk than us taking our calcium from our Tums, Rolaids, antacids, etc. The Tums, Rolaids, well, I don't want to say Rolaids, but like your Tums, and I'm trying to think of some other brands that are really common, your calcium carbonate, we are more concerned about those causing possible kidney stones. We've talked about the calcium in the calcium carbonate possibly causing heart issues, right? We were talking about heart attack and the calcium supplements causing those issues. But I got to tell you, in terms of B12 deficiency, they aren't as much of a culprit as we're looking at with the proton pump inhibitors. Now, your proton pump inhibitors are your Prilosec, your Prevacid, your Nexium. They say people who took those for 2 years, all right, and I don't like to call them antacids, but in the media, that's what they're calling them. They're really called proton pump inhibitors. If you took those for more than 2 years, you had a 65% increased risk of B12 deficiency. Now, some of you are going to say, well, then, Dolly, I got to stop taking these medicines because my doctor put me on it. Hold the phone. If you're on a proton pump inhibitor, there may be a damn good reason for you to be on them. Keep in mind, if God forbid you have an ulcer, I don't want you internally bleeding from an ulcer because you're worried about B12 deficiency. We could figure out the B12 deficiency. But what we're concerned about is now that these are over-the-counter, I think Prevacid is over-the-counter, Prilosec is over-the-counter, you have people popping these instead of the other types of antacids. And, of course, because people are now concerned about the calcium carbonates causing issues because of the calcium and heart studies and the But by the way, I don't think there's really a cause and effect. That it may be a weak association with those studies when we've talked about those on the show before. I really don't panic that your antacid or your Tums causes heart disease. All right, but they did find that people that had calcium deposits in their coronary arteries were also more prone to, many of them were more prone to taking these over-the-counter antacids. Doesn't necessarily mean there's a cause and effect. It's just something we're watching and something Dr. Dahlia and her news team are keeping you abreast of. I hate the word abreast, I know. See, the words I hate, they just keep on coming out of my vocabulary. I hate that. Anyway, now, so these proton pump inhibitors, should you stop taking them? Well, no. No, all right, but keep in mind, 100 million prescriptions a year are being written on these, and those are just of the prescriptions, all right? What about the over-the-counter? And if you take an over-the-counter proton pump inhibitor willy-nilly, all right, we as doctors don't know what's going on. Are you having an ulcer? Are you having reflux esophagitis? Are you having Barrett's esophagus where the tissue in the esophagus is starting to change because of the acid? And we need to figure that out and determine that because that could be precancerous and later lead to esophageal cancer. So I don't like people treating themselves. Plus, we have bills to pay. You know, when are people going to come to the doctor, right, and not just treat themselves? Mind you, right, I think a lot of things can be treated yourself. I don't think you have to run to the doctor for every little thing, but I get very nervous, extremely nervous with people that take these antacids or these proton pump inhibitors on their own, and they do so for years. I mean, think about it, okay? I mean, a year ago was roughly what the Sandy Hook massacre. I mean, the year went by fast. And if I really started taking the medications last Christmas. Well, then you've been on them a whole year for crying out loud. That's a lot. And, you know, anytime I hear a family member of a patient you know, come down with gastric cancer or esophageal cancer, I always ask them what were their symptoms. And they usually say none. I mean, he had heartburn every now and then. Well, he had heartburn every now and then. You know, how many years were they self-treating, self-medicating? And now that these medications are over-the-counter, more and more people are not getting screened. So B12 deficiency. All right. So let's kind of talk about this, okay? They say the chewable antacids like Tums, we know how those work. What they do is they neutralize the stomach acid, okay? Your proton pump inhibitors prevent the cells in the stomach to produce the acid. They say these same cells that make the stomach acid also makes a little protein that helps vitamin B12 be absorbed. So that's probably why B12 is kind of a casualty. This is being reported by SanFranciscoGate.com. All right. And other studies have also shown that there's a B12 connection with the lack of acid producing cells or function, shall we say, in the body. Now, what is vitamin B12 deficiency? Well, we don't usually see a lot of it in healthy Americans because you get B12 from beef and meat and dairy products. So in an industrialized country like ours, we get our B12. But then you have some people that have pernicious anemia. If you have pernicious anemia, you lack the intrinsic factor protein. This intrinsic factor is what is needed for your B12 absorption. So even though you're eating, you know, fairly well and a balanced diet, if you lack intrinsic factor, you can't absorb your B12. You also have some people that have surgery, like the bypass, which is part of the small intestine, could be removed, again, have trouble absorbing your B12. Atrophic gastritis is where part of the stomach lining is atrophied, not working as well, not making the cells that are needed. That can also affect older people, which is why we like to check B12 in older people. And then some of you that have celiac disease, Crohn's disease, bowel issues, we also notice B12 deficiency in people who drink alcohol excessively, and that makes us nervous. Certain autoimmune disorders, etc. And so we definitely suggest that you go to WebMD.com and read up on B12 deficiency. They have a real great two-page bit on B12 deficiency. And as we have known for a while, using long-term acid-reducing drugs could prevent you from, you know, absorbing your B12. So food sources, like I said, eggs, milk products, et cetera, help. But we get B12 from meat, animal products, et cetera. Vegans are, of course, more at risk than vegetarians who are more at risk than non-vegetarian or vegan eaters. So what happens if your B12 is low? You could be pale. You could be weak. You could be tired. Sometimes you could get stomach issues. Sometimes you could have bowel issues. Sometimes you could even have heart issues. We worry about mentation and dementia, depression, memory loss, etc. And, you know, we have to also check babies that are breastfed by moms who are vegetarian. They're starting to recommend that these kids are checked for B12 because some of these kids that are not getting the animal, enough of the animal protein could be at risk as well. Although you wonder if some of these vegetarian breastfed babies could possibly be healthier because there is less animal meat, fat, etc. All right, many of you guys, you get an injection. The B12 injection is one of the prettiest injectables out there. It is gorgeous. Back in my medical school days, there were two different studies linking B12 injections to prostate cancer. I have not been able to find them ever since. Maybe they were debunked, but I've never seen a case of cancer with the B12 injection. So they're fairly safe. And of course, diet is extremely important. All right, that's vitamin B12. Well, see, I taught you all something. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise. on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. I finally figured out what Christmas music I want to play on the radio show. I apologize. By the time I get that to everybody, Christmas will be over, but that's okay. That's okay. I mean, you guys, I mean, I could sing my Christmas songs. I should probably just sing my own bumpers. I mean, listen, hey, you know, why not? I think, you know what, that's probably why I'm off key. I think the reason why I'm off key is because I'm trying to sing to a soundtrack. If I just sang a cappella, you guys have absolutely no idea what key I'm trying to sing in. Therefore, I sound on key. That's how I need to do it, right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. every time my kids have a Christmas play or, you know, they do something, I'm so busy trying to videotape it. And I'm staring at my iPhone rather than staring at my kids as I'm trying to videotape or take pictures. And then all of a sudden I realize that I'm not going to remember what's going on. I'm so busy worrying about the filming that I'm not actually seeing my baby up there singing Oh Holy Night and Noel and all those beautiful songs. Well, you know, a study has come out confirming that, saying Dr. Dolly is right. You know, those of us that take pictures are actually impairing our memory. We're so busy taking pictures, we're not really, you know, looking and absorbing and getting it into our memory centers in our head. A study, this has been reported by Fox News, suggests that museum goers, okay, so people that go to museums, are less likely to remember objects they photograph than if they simply look at them. Now, mind you, if you don't take the picture, then you don't have something later in the future to remember it of. Now, but like, you know, I told you one of my favorite parties in medical school was our Halloween party where I was inside out. You know, I told you what happened. Basically, I was inside out. I wore my clothes and the underwear on the outside. But I don't remember much about the party, but I'm very grateful somebody took a picture. All right, but you see, they took the picture of me. If I sat there the whole time taking pictures, I probably wouldn't even remember that party. So psychology researcher Linda Henkel of Fairfield University in Connecticut said, basically, how did they do this study? They got 28 undergrads for a tour of the Bellarmine Museum of Art. They had the students pause in front of 30 objects. 15 were supposed to photograph. The other 15 were just supposed to look and take it in. Then the study participants were given memory tests about their tour. They were asked to write down the names of all the objects they saw. They were then quizzed about specific details on the objects. See, it's funny. Whenever anybody looks at the Van Gogh painting, they always look at the ear, right? I think we think Van Gogh might have been bipolar. I remember he cut off his ear and sent it to a girlfriend. Anyway. Yeah, I think that was Van Gogh, yeah. So they found that the students were less likely to remember the objects they photographed than the objects they just observed. I know some of you are like, wait a second, come on, we don't need a study for that. Well, no, there's a second experiment. They had to do two studies. In the second study, they had 46 undergrads. I know some of you are like, you know, were they sober? Not all college kids get drunk. Okay, look, I couldn't have gone into medical school if I was drinking during undergrad, okay? There are some good college students that, you know, don't drink and don't have sex. They're out there. 46 undergrads went on to do a similar tour that looked at 27 objects. They were randomly assigned to look at 9 objects, photograph another 9, take pictures like the head or feet, etc. And again, they saw the same. All right, so they had to do two studies. The students did not pick which objects to photograph in either experiment because then they also wonder, well, you know, if you really, really like Van Gogh and you identify it, maybe you'll remember it more than a Rembrandt or something like that. But what I urge you all to do is, I mean, you know, having kids now that aren't in grade school anymore and they're in middle school and their voices are changing and they're going through puberty, like my kid calls it, younger one calls it, you know, I think back and I was so busy trying to videotape and then you lose the video, you know, footage anyway that I really wish I just kind of sat back and took it in. My recommendation is set up the camera, have it all set up. Forget about the whole iPhone, smartphone, or iPads. Oh, don't you hate that? Some dingbat parent is sitting in front of you with their older version iPad up in the air trying to videotape their child, and the iPad is blocking your view. I get ticked. Yeah, a lot of the parents at my kid's school don't like me. They, yeah, because I'm like, put the iPad down. We can't see. It gets ugly. You know, it's interesting. You know, everybody, you know, I get along with people in the grocery store, you know, except the ones that bring out the coupons. But I do not get along with other moms at the school when they just get in the way of my 5 or 10 minute opportunity to watch my kid up there holding a candle singing the One Little Candle song. Okay? I mean, put the iPad. This is my baby up there doing his solo. It's my baby. You know, my son got the lead again in the school play. I know that's my baby. Mm-hmm. That's my baby. And he has a soliloquy in Midsummer Night's Dream. I am now putting a warning out to any and all parents at my kid's school. If there is anything obstructing my view or your chatter during my baby's soliloquy, I will take all your electronics in one fell swoop. Oh, one fell swoop was from Macbeth, wasn't it? Yeah. I don't think I ever read Midsummer Night's Dream. Remember, I went to 12 schools, so we got Macbeth. I got Macbeth like 3 times. But I didn't get Midsummer Night's Dream. Yeah, one fell swoop. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, these guys rock. MIT, researchers at MIT have discovered that controlling ghrelin, or ghrelin, however the hell you pronounce it. Hey, look, I don't have to know how to pronounce it. It's a hormone produced in the large and small intestine. If MIT researchers can, by a vaccine, control it, they may be able to help prevent post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, some of you are like, wait a second. Doesn't ghrelin have to do with, you know, eating and appetite and all that? Yeah. But apparently it does have other biological functions. This is being reported by RYOT.org. Researchers from the MIT team have determined that high levels of this ghrelin are produced during high stress events. This is why I like to eat more. And the hormone remains in the body at elevated levels for an extended period of time, even months after the event is ended. And they go, if we can maybe block or control the release of this, we could maybe prevent the development of post-traumatic stress disorder. And for our military and our cops and our men and women that go through traumatic events, this could be definitely earth-shattering. Now, who did they test this on? Well, rats. Using drugs to increase ghrelin levels in the rats' bloodstreams, researchers discovered that the rats became more fearful and stressed. When they blocked the receptors of this, they were able to return fear to normal levels. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, wait a second, Dahlia, what about, in addition to post-traumatic stress disorder, what about regular general anxiety disorder? I think that could be something. Can you imagine a vaccine for anxiety? You know how many of my patients I could then get off Xanax and Valium, you know, who have been taking it? Because I, you know, I don't want them taking this stuff long-term. Can you imagine? So, you know, they're already thinking about maybe using this as an anti-obesity drug. And if the ghrelin has an appetite, if it incites appetite, you could block that too. So this could be pretty cool. This could be phenomenal. Now, it's also a neuromodulator that could affect not only appetite but cognitive function. So, you know, we got to be careful too, because, you know, if somebody has to repeatedly get this, they may not want to eat at all. You don't want people to become anorexic. They say right now a huge side effect could be anorexia. And I know some of you are like, you know, I'll take that side effect. But no, we got to be careful, okay? Because somebody with post-traumatic stress disorder may not be eating also. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we have, again, America's health ratings, and Hawaii, again, comes back number one as one of the healthiest states. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi,
my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, America's Health Rankings is an annual report that analyzes the nation's health, and it ranks the states from healthiest to unhealthiest. Apparently, United Health Foundation, American Public Health Association, and Partnership for Prevention team up, collaborate, and they give us the top 10. And, of course, Hawaii, as usual, is up at the top. What they do is they look at four main categories. They look at the behavior and everyday activities of people living in each state, community and environment that people are living in each state, state health policies, and clinical care. Also looks at smoking, obesity, physical inactivity, binge drinking, high school graduation rates, children in poverty, and states that have affiliates that carry the Dr. Dahlia show. All right. Now, at the at number 10 of the top 10 is New Jersey. New Jersey made it because air quality has improved. They also say in the past 10 years, the rate of cardiovascular deaths has decreased by a third in New Jersey. North Dakota comes in at number 9. This is being reported by BusinessInsider.com. Apparently, they say more kids graduated from high school in North Dakota this year, and there is more public health funding available per person in the state. I've never been to North Dakota, but I cannot wait. I've been to Montana, and it's gorgeous, so I can just imagine what the Dakotas look like. Colorado, they say air quality is improving and some of the lowest obesity and diabetes rates. Colorado stole the number 8 spot from North Dakota this year. Then comes Connecticut. Connecticut comes in as number 7, holds on to the same rank as last year. They're active. Apparently more people have health insurance. Utah. Apparently there is less binge drinking and smoking in Utah. The only problem is you have high, I guess, drug-related deaths. So rather than Utah coming in first, some of the drug-related deaths have brought Utah down a little bit to number 6. Number 5 is New Hampshire. New Hampshire stays number 5 as they were last year. Smoking and cardiovascular deaths have decreased over the past few years. Then comes Massachusetts. Massachusetts has one of the lowest obesity rates in the nation, probably because they have the Boston Marathon. You know, people really dig, you know, marathon and running, etc. Right? 23% of the adult population is obese in Massachusetts as opposed to some other states that are up at 35%. More kids are also graduating from high school. Then comes Minnesota. Again, I've never been to Minnesota, but it's a place where I am really, I mean, I think I've flown through St. Paul. Again, gorgeous state, more physically active, apparently one of the lowest rates of diabetes. People in Minnesota, yee-haw! Also, I think the GCN Studios, right, is a huge landmark in Minnesota, and people at GCN are pretty healthy. So, knock on wood, rate of cardiovascular deaths have decreased by 40%. I know people think, well, the stress of the Dr. Dahlia show could probably be bringing them down. Again, Minnesota shoots out the Dr. Dahlia show. Good job, Minnesota. Number 2 comes Vermont. Smoking and heart disease deaths have decreased in Vermont. You have less binge drinking, less children in poverty. Oh, you know what? Never mind. Binge drinking and children in poverty did increase. But other than that, I guess Vermont is still good. And then number 1 is Hawaii. Yeehaw! Less people smoke, less violent crime, always usually is in the top 10. They do pretty amazing. I'm wondering who is the lowest. Let me see. I don't know if they have here the lowest states, but they say New York has improved greatly, New Mexico, Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. So, bravo. Good job. You know, I live in Nevada. Nevada usually comes in, I think, in the middle. Okay, a lot of people think Nevada is pretty bad because of the drinking, etc., but you don't understand. For those of us that actually live in Nevada, there's a lot of nature. Okay? I mean, I lived in Reno. You're right by Lake Tahoe. You got Mount Rose, in Reno, Sparks, Nevada, in northern Nevada, you got a lot of great places to hike and ski, et cetera. In southern Nevada, Las Vegas, you have Red Rock, you have Mount Charleston, so a lot of us hike, we have phenomenal weather. Even in the summer, it's a dry heat, it's not very humid. And so, I think because we enjoy better weather, we're a lot more active, so that would offset any of the stories of alcohol, et cetera. But remember, you know, Vegas, you know, in terms of alcohol, I don't think we have a lot of locals that, you know, drink and go to the club scene as much. I mean, yeah, you know, it's great places to party, just like in New York, LA, et cetera. But remember, we have to work. Okay, the next day. We usually have to work at night for the tourists. So you'd be surprised. People that live in Nevada, we do pretty well staying healthy. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, New York has improved on the list, and many people credit Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Well, he's in the news again. trying to mandate flu shots for all New York City school children. Now, I mean, remember, you know, he's a lame duck right now, so he's going to, you know, do as much as he can for his legacy. I'm a huge fan of flu shots, but when you mandate flu shots, then we start to worry about constitutional rights and are we infringing on people's, you know, right and, you know, freedom when we're mandating. Apparently the Board of Health is set to vote on the bill, I believe today, that will require children as young as 6 months old to be immunized, immunized, they say one a year. Okay, I see, immunized many, each year before December 31st if they want to go to daycare or preschool. Parents groups are protesting the bill because there's already a huge list of required vaccines. You got your MMRs, you got your HIB, Prevnar, hepatitis, varicella, rotavirus. I mean, there, you know, tetanus, polio. It's a lot of vaccines. It's a lot. All right. But flu kills as well. And so, like I said, I'm a huge fan of that. You know, many of you ask, you know, Dr. Dahlia, should we spread it out? Should we? I mean, we really haven't had any studies saying that if you give all the shots at once versus spreading them out, that there's any difference in immunity. Okay, what we found is when you get all five shots or six shots at a time, your body will still build up the immune system. Now, you know, a lot of parents think, well, maybe I should spread it out because if my child gets a side effect, then we know which one. I see the logic, you know. The problem is how do you spread out? If you have to do the 2, 4, 6 year, 15 months, 4 year shots, spreading them out. I mean, the kid's going to be in the doctor's office every month getting one shot or another. And, there's a lot of shots. There's a lot of shots. So, you know, it's one of those things where I totally understand parents' apprehension. It is a lot, and you do hear stories. I guess Katie Couric had to apologize for some of her statements she made about the HPV vaccine. There's been some anecdotal reports that the HPV vaccine for human papillomavirus has been linked to some infertility in teenage girls and women. And so we'll talk about more on that in the next hour. But you know, how I look at vaccines is, you know, they've saved many, many lives. Do I think they're completely risk-free? Absolutely not. Okay, and when my kids got vaccinated, I was scared. They got all their vaccines, but boy did I pray each time they got it, and boy did I watch them like a hawk. And it's nerve-wracking, you know, the idea of taking your healthy child in and, you know, having them get shots. I understand parents' apprehension, but it's my job as a doctor to educate, you know. And you know, I mean, luckily we don't have to deal with polio like we had to you know, in the previous century. You know, luckily we don't have kids dying of pneumonia as often as they used to. I mean, these vaccines are incredible with what they've been able to do. Yes, I would like to, you know, kids to get a cold every now and then to build up their immunity. I think it is important. And these vaccines don't stop all of that. Kids will still get an ear infection and a sore throat and, you know, certain ailments. But, you know, when it comes to flu, and we know that flu can kill, I as a parent, it's an easy decision. You vaccinate. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So as we come up in the next hour, climate change causing mold allergies, and then cardiac type stents to help with erectile dysfunction. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.